Chapter 6. You're wrong about everything, but so am I. 500 years ago, cartographers believed that California was an island. Doctors believed that slicing a person's arm open or causing bleeding anywhere could cure disease. Scientists believed that fire was made out of something called phlogiston. Women believed that rubbing dog urine on their face had anti-aging benefits. Astronomers believed that the sun revolved around the earth. When I was a little boy, I used to think mediocre was a kind of vegetable that I didn't want to eat. I thought my brother had found a secret passageway in my grandmother's house because he could get outside without having to leave the bathroom. Spoiler alert, there was a window. I also thought that when my friend and his family visited Washington, B.C., they had somehow traveled back in time when the dinosaurs lived, because after all, B.C. was a long time ago. As a teenager, I told everybody that I didn't care about anything, when the truth was I cared about way too much. Other people ruled my world without my even knowing. I thought happiness was a destiny and not a choice. I thought love was something that just happened, not something that you worked for. I thought being cool had to be practiced and learned from others rather than invented for oneself. When I was with my first girlfriend, I thought we would be together forever. And then, when that relationship ended, I thought I'd never feel the same way about a woman again. And then when I felt the same way about a woman again, I thought that love sometimes just wasn't enough. And then I realized that each individual gets to decide what is enough, and that love can be whatever we let it be. Every step of the way I was wrong, about everything. Throughout my life, I've been flat out wrong about myself, others, society, culture, the world, the universe, everything. And I hope that will continue to be the case for the rest of my life. Just as present Mark can look back on past Mark's every flaw and mistake, one day future Mark will look back on present Mark's assumptions, including the contents of this book, and notice similar flaws. And that will be a good thing, because that will mean I have grown. There's a famous Michael Jordan quote about him failing over and over and over again, and that's why he succeeded. Well, I'm always wrong about everything over and over and over again, and that's why my life improves. Growth is an endlessly iterative process. When we learn something new, we don't go from wrong to right. Rather, we go from wrong to slightly less wrong. And when we learn something additional, we go from slightly less wrong to slightly less wrong than that, and then to even less wrong than that, and so on. We are always in the process of approaching truth and perfection without actually ever reaching truth or perfection.